For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't remember going that long with Gino, but it's 3:07 already.
We went long.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I apologize, dear listeners and Len and anyone who's concerned about coming back at the actual top of the hour.
People hot right now.
I didn't realize what we did.
I walked around the studio.
And what'd you find?
These grown people are really dressed up.
It's Halloween.
But is this the getaway from real life?
Halloween?
Yeah.
I mean, no more than any other holiday is. couldn't you do that with Easter?
No, because like Easter is what? Christ's birthday.
Yeah, but I'm talking about...
it means something. I know Christmas means something religiously. Easter means something religiously. Your birthday, because I don't, you know, I hate birthdays, but at least your birthday meant that your parents had sex 9 months before that. But like, this is a made-up nothing holiday, and people dive into it.
But you need a reason to have a good time?
A reason to... But you're not celebrating anything.
Well, you're celebrating All Hallows' Eve.
What is that?
Halloween!
What's the reasoning? What is All Hallows? Who is he? I never met him.
Ali Hallows.
I don't get some of these holidays.
Yes, you do. You're just
Halloween.
He's the guy. Remember what he wore for prom, Solana? Remember when we did our prom pictures and he went out of his way to show you, oh, I don't care about prom, so I'm just going to wear a t-shirt
it's
and shorts.
The like same concept.
But he's the guy who has to go out of his way to tell you, I don't understand what everybody else is doing. He clearly does.
At 17? Yeah, I might have cared. I'm 40 years old.
No, but I'm saying at prom, you didn't wear a tuxedo. Because you wanted to show everybody that you didn't. Right, the same
ridiculous
thing. Yeah, it doesn't. I don't understand. I don't know. Why are you wearing that?
Why are you buying a $4,000 suit to wear for one night?
I'm saying you're the guy who has to go out of his way.
You're saying like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, it is.
No, I'm the rational person in the room.
No, you're not. And what makes matters worse, I hate the person who says, oh, I'm a grown person. I'm not dressing up like a kid, when you literally played a kid's game for your entire life.
Kids
made a
game
off
for your entire life.
Yes, and they were paying me, and it's a free market, and I said, y'all gonna give me $1 million to play football? I'm going to play football. How much are you getting paid for wearing that damn wolf hat and dress?
You want to know exactly how much I make in one show? Because I'm getting paid.
No, you're getting paid anyway. You're getting paid anyway. You wore that. That's your decision.
It is.
The man knows what Halloween is. He's doing a flex where he doesn't get it.
I don't understand some of these holidays and why people embrace them so much.
And trust me, if Chef Adrian told him to wear a costume to Cracked for Section 203, he would be the first guy wearing the costume.
Hawk, if I needed to, I could look up the entire Crowder family Halloween party picture from last year because I remember it. I have it saved in my drafts.
And if Ryan Clark...
For the kids!
If Ryan Clark said we're doing a pivot episode where we're all dressing up for Halloween...
I would tell them no. We're grown-ups.
Lie.
We're grown-ups.
Lie.
This year,
lie.
My kids all have dinosaur uniforms.
You would be Fred Flintstone on the pivot.
It's crazy you say that because I am Fred Flintstone this year because my kids were like, hey, y'all should be the Flintstones and then we'll be dinosaurs. So mommy's Betty. I don't know who the hell is.
So you do understand Halloween.
And it's for the children.
I
understand children.
I got you.
48-year-old man talking about, ooh, let me get my costume.
Maybe because you thought it was called Halloween.
Is an L in there?
I bet already Tyreek Hill over on receiving yards. Last night. I think it was, I got to see what it's at right now. I got to see if it went up or down. I put it in at 81.5. Over 81.5 receiving yards.
Hmm.
Because he should have, remember what we talked about before the season?
100-yard games.
And how many does he have?
This year?
One or none?
None.
None.
None. This year, yeah.
You cannot tell me that Tyreek Hill is going to go a season without 100-yard game. So I would submit to you, and remember, he was so happy yesterday going, hey, if you've got me in fantasy, start me. We're back, baby. It's up to 83.5 now. I got it at 81.5. I'm just looking at it right now. It's 83.5. So I wasn't the only one who saw that.
Yeah. Six and a half receptions over under.
That one I paused on because I thought that was a little high. But 81.5 yards I thought was a great over under.
I think I might jump on that one even at 83.
83.5. Because it's got to go up. It has to. Like everyone, I'm guessing you're going to see as practice continues this week and then all of a sudden by Sunday game time, like the excitement level for Tua being back and Mike McDaniel being able to run the offense that he loves to run. I mean, this has all signs pointing to a Tyreek Hill monster game.
I'm with you. And he got to get back on top. And
why
now,
are you laughing? Because it's my same rationalization for Bam going over last night.
Because it's the exact same thing we've done all season long.
Well, like, but Tua, admittedly, is a huge variable.
I'm with you, but I need to see it, don't you?
Well, you've seen it with Tua, though.
No, but
he was flirting with 2,000 yards last year. Like, you've seen Tua and Tyreek together.
Is it not crazy, though? I mean, it's his first game back since another scary concussion. We can talk about these guys being as confident as ever and Mike McDaniel revitalizing Tua's career and his confidence, but you don't think there's going to be a tad bit of an adjustment period for Tua to get reacclimated?
No.
To the NFL, Hawk?
No. People miss NFL games all the time.
Yeah, but not when they're literally like fencing on the ground for the second time.
He was fine when he walked off the field.
I understand what Solana's saying, though. If a guy sprains his ankle, is he as mobile as he used to be? If a guy tears up his wrist or his shoulder, like, oh, let me see if it's body right. Tua said he was fine the day after the concussion.
He was fine.
Tua's been sitting around feeling great for a month and a half. So I understand what you're saying, Solana, but I think with the concussion thing, like, it's not like, I would say it's not like hurting yourself. Maybe one of the worst injuries you can have, whatever, with the CTE and all. But it's not that question of, is his body right? His body's right. He can throw his shoulders fine, his wrist fine, his legs are fine.
But he doesn't want to get hit, and there's a difference between feeling fine on the couch and then putting on a helmet.
You're saying he doesn't want to get hit. Did you watch him in his press conference? He didn't seem to be affected at all by what has transpired.
Everybody's telling him, get down, slide. You can't get hit again.
And they told him that before this season, and he went out there and he did what he wanted to do.
And Solana, he already said, I released the ball fast. And we know he has one of the fastest releases in the NFL.
Like, I'm not doubting his abilities. Like, we all know what Tua is capable of. We all know what Tua, Tyreek, and Waddle are capable of when they're on the field together. I'm just saying, don't expect, just because Tua's back now, for this offense to look the way it did last year when they were clicking, when one, they haven't looked that way at all this year with or without Tua. Two, they were god-awful without Tua for 4 weeks, and now all of a sudden he's back on the field after another scary head injury. To me, putting all this pressure on Tua to go out there and make this work again right off the bat is just foolish.
I mean, they came out week one. He played, what, one preseason snap? It came out week one. He threw for over 300 yards. Like, I don't...
But did the offense look good, Hawk?
All I'm talking about is Tyreek getting over 81.5 yards receiving. Like, that doesn't seem like the offense has to put up 48 points. Like, that's a... Somebody texts in, Hockman, you can adjust the line on yardage however you want. You can make it 50 yards. Okay, thanks, but I don't want to risk $600 to win 100. Like, you realize, Texter, you don't just pick a number out of the hat and say, that's my over-under. Like, the line is set at 81.5. If you want to buy it down to 50, you're paying a pretty good premium there. If you could just pick any number, I'd pick one.
Since I started hanging out and gambling with you, I look at games and I'll be watching a game with somebody and a non-gambler, and they'll be like, who you got? And I'm like, oh, the Bears, but they have to win by 3. Why by 3?
Right.
Because like, the line's 2.5, so they have to win by 3 or more.
Yeah, they cannot comprehend it.
Who picked that number?
Yeah.
Vegas.
Right. Like,
who in Vegas?
Why?
Huh?
Or if, like, you know, you go, what was the line? Oh, it was 2.5 on this game. Yeah, but they won by 16. I'm like, yeah, I mean, the line's not always spot on. Oh, that's terrible, though. They're like, terrible by who? Like, gambling seems to be doing pretty well. Like, the industry seems to be working. No one needs to fix it. They're making a lot of money.
And you know what?
I love when they go, you're like, you go, oh, I had Green Bay, but man, they lost in the last second. And they go, oh, that's because you'll never beat the sports books. Like, you'll never beat Vegas. And I go, you think everyone bet Green Bay? Like, half the people are betting the other team. Half the people are thrilled that there was a last minute change in the game.
I'm starting to get tired of explaining gambling to people.
I know.
I'm not going to lie.
It gets tough sometimes.
I'll just say, as somebody asked, you know, what were his numbers the last concussion? So remember, he went out week 4 against Cincinnati versus the Bengals. He missed 2 games, and then he came back. It was a Thursday night or Sunday night football game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's the Noah Igbinoghene game, by the way. And Tua in that game, 21 of 35, 261 yards, and a touchdown. The Dolphins only scored 16 points, but I mean, those are solid numbers.
I mean, he's, in my estimation, if he doesn't put up over 200 yards passing, something's very off in Mike McDaniel's offense. Not Tua.
Yeah.
It's not going to be Tua and, oh, he's foggy or whatever. The dude was fine walking away from that concussion that moment. He told you he did not have any lingering symptoms. He told you, I'm not wearing the Guardian cap. I'm going out there to play football. Like, if he doesn't throw for at least 200 yards, something is dramatically wrong with that offense.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's not my, like, if Tyreek and Waddle are non-existent again, there's something off in the offense.
You have everybody. Mostert's back. You have everybody.
Is Teron Armstead going to be out there?
We don't know. He didn't practice yesterday. I don't know if he practiced today. But my guess is, like, it's just veteran rest. I don't think there's any sort of injury with Teron Armstead.
All right, let's get headlines, because Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us this hour. Headlines with Solana, brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. At Durrell Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
In that first game, Backhawk, by the way, I'll just throw this out there, 4 carries, 15 yards for Tua Tagovailoa against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, I'm not betting his overs. I looked at the rushing overs. There's one for HN, and that's it so far in the Dolphins. Tua will have a rushing prop, but I ain't betting it.
What if it's half a yard?
I ain't betting it. Because I do believe kind of what you said there, which is they've told him under no circumstance.
But I think Tua, as you're saying, with all the confidence, is thinking to himself, I'm fine. I can run if I want to.
I guarantee you. By the way, there has been a little misconception about him not wearing the Guardian cap. I don't know if you've read this week. He's wearing the safest quarterback-approved helmet that there is. I can't remember what the name is. It's a very long name. It actually has a higher concussion protection rate than a helmet with a Guardian cap. So I saw Raheem Mostert talking about it. He's like, there's been some confusion about Tua because he was very flippant with the answer, personal decision. But he's wearing the highest graded concussion helmet that is available for quarterbacks. You know, you have those different levels for each position. The helmet he's wearing has a higher protection level than a helmet with a Guardian cap.
Oh, it's going to be big as hell.
It's going to be big.
He's going to look like Jimmy Neutron.
It's the VICIS-02 Matrix ID helmet, which according to ESPN is designed for quarterbacks. It apparently is graded higher in terms of protection than other helmet models, even factoring in the new soft shell covering of a Guardian cap.
So a little bit of a clarification there for people who thought, oh, he doesn't care. He does.
The great gazoo. Hello, dum-dum. He will tell, no, but back to the rushing thing. Don't run. Don't do anything. Don't get hit. And I said it, curl up. Man covers, they take off, and nobody's open. He scatters for 4 yards.
Maybe. And runs right out of bounds.
Runs out of bounds or just slides.
But I wonder, will the rushing prop be based on what his other rushing props were this season, which was 11.5, 7.5? Like, I don't know if it'll be a half yard.
only Skylar Thompson had just skedaddled a little bit to get a 6 damn yards in Seattle or 7 damn yards in Seattle. That bum.
Bum.
Man, his ribs hurt, man. Leave him alone.
Panthers, they play the Rangers. Tonight, 7 p.m. puck drop from MSG.
All right. Can hear the game here, I guess?
Yes.
All right.
I think. No, yeah, it is. You have Hurricane Rewind tonight from 6 to 7, and then Panthers with Plagans. The NBA has officially began an investigation into the Sixers regarding the player participation of Joel Embiid. We, of course, know he has been ruled out for the first week of the season for injury management.
I told y'all this.
You told us what?
I said you can't say that. You can't come out flat out and say, I'm not playing back-to-back games. That's ridiculous.
What do you think the punishment could possibly be?
You got a player. They get fined or he gets fined. Something has to happen, Hawk.
You know how much money he has? You know how much money the team has? There's two places that you could go. Unless you start docking teams' wins and losses, or unless every player's contract is divided by 82 regular season games and you get paid per game whatever your ratio is, and if you're injured and you're on the injured list, there's a formula. You literally would have to miss, say, 4 games. Like, there would have to be a formula. Unless you literally start prorating contracts based on games played.
Which would never happen.
The CBA will, the NBA union will never allow it.
You couldn't do it. NFL's paid in that fashion, but you still get paid if you're on the roster and there's an injury. But, no.
And the other option, too, is you could play a minute and then sit the rest of the game and then...
So remember when, what was it, the Spurs and Popovich, it was almost a joke to them. They put out old and stuff like that. Like, it was just a joke, like, he's not paying tonight, he's an old guy. And then the league started saying, to your point, like, when LeBron keeps coming down here, when he first left and never played at Miami and we were all upset, it's like the league deserves to have their stars play. That's why when this story came out about Joel, I was saying, this is so dumb for him to tell the media this, because now you can't just say my stomach hurts. You can't say sickness or, you know, wrist soreness. You just told him you're not playing back-to-back games. It's the dumbest thing in the world.
It's not dumb, though, because Joel's actually, if anything, letting the fans know the truth. The thing is, the team can't say the truth, and the NBA knows what the truth is, and the only thing they can do, because they can't do everything Hawk just said, is pretend like they're actually going to investigate.
Right, because what are they going to come up with?
Put some stupid fine down. Yeah. Because if they don't, then it kind of compromises the integrity of the regular season, which, by the way, everybody knows is worthless. It's just the reality at this point. Look at the Heat did 2 years ago. 8 seed got to the finals. Nobody's playing anymore. You just want to be healthy for the playoffs.
And now you don't even have to be a top 8 seed. Like, you could literally play your way in at a lower seed.
Yeah. Yes. But you don't tell the secrets to the world. You just work the system. Why on the back or the front of a back-to-back, why Joel didn't just come out and or the team just say, hey, we're gonna make a ghost injury for you whenever you need it? Why would he come out and say it? That's what I'm saying. I'm with y'all. Are 100% correct. I understand what you're saying. It was so dumb to tell the world that, because now they investigate. Why?
But
they
he's just saying the obvious, though. It's the NIL stuff. It's like, it was all obvious back then. Now we don't have to pretend anymore. Like, it's just saying the obvious.
But the league wants them to pretend. That's why they have to put out this investigation.
I get it.
And I get the frustration from fans. Like, I really do. You go to games and, you know, Joel Embiid's not there. But talk to me in May and June. If Joel Embiid is healthy and this whole thing worked, you won't be as upset as you were on a random night in November.
Well, if I'm a Heat fan and I'm an Embiid fan and it's their only visit or second visit down, and yeah, I'm upset that.
I get it. No, I get it. But
I always say it's like buying tickets to see U2 and then Bono goes, oh, but I only perform every third concert. Like, The Edge will sing all my parts. And it's like, well, I know you bought the tickets, but you're still getting a lot of the band. You're getting 3/4 of the band. Like, we wouldn't put up with it in any other place but sports, but we don't have a choice.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. There's a Mun Sunday, Thursday night. Wow.
There's a Mun. There's a Mun, son.
What did he say?
Thursday night football game.
There's a mun.
Is that a new day?
Yeah, there's a mun.
Shut up, whoopee cushion. Thursday night football tonight, by the way. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s. Could you guys tell that I forgot who was playing on Thursday night football? It's the Rams and Vikings, because I just said there's Thursday night football tonight.
Oh, all I heard was mun.
And then he yelled fellas afterwards.
I was sidetracked after you said mun.
I was ready to say I'm betting the Minnesota Vikings, but you didn't bring the names up, so then I let it go.
He was like, there's a mun. And I was like, where? Is it on the ground? Where?
Hey, mun.
Hey, mun.
It's a mun.
Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk a little Hurricanes football with him.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me rock that donkey, donkey. Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me rock that donkey, donkey. Please, please.
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to talk a little Canes with DBJ here?
I sure do.
All right. Remember, if you're looking for some Canes gear, go to Caneswear in Davie or check out caneswear.com. Don Bailey Jr. is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. DBJ will be on the call Saturday night, Hard Rock Stadium. The undefeated Miami Hurricanes hosting their big-time rival, the Florida State Seminoles.
Oh.
Who stink.
They are bad.
How much are you looking forward to this Saturday night, DBJ?
I can't wait. See, now that Channing's a officially an unofficial Hurricane, he's going to enjoy beating them Seminoles. But he does anyway. He does anyway.
That's true. Shared hatred for the Seminoles.
And I love that they're terrible. Are they that terrible, DBJ? I know you do your work, you know, you study. Are they as bad as their record shows?
Special teams are as good as anybody that I've seen. Their defense is good enough to win way better than to win more than one football game, but they have struggled beyond, I think, anybody's belief at the quarterback spot. And, they just can't make it happen there. And they, you know, the receivers aren't anywhere as explosive or as good as they were last year. And I don't think the offensive line plays as good either, but the defense is pretty darn good. I don't think it's, you know, they lost a first rounder and a second rounder on the D line, and they've got some guys that'll get a chance in the NFL, those two defensive tackles, but they're not as explosive on that side of the ball either.
So what could go wrong Saturday night for the Hurricanes? Because they're three touchdown favorites and they're having a season that you want to remember forever, and the Seminoles are having a season that you're going to want to forget. What could go wrong?
Well, normally when you walk into something like this, the number one thing that can go wrong is giving the football away. You know, you give them – that's one of the reasons that Florida State's not doing so well is they got beat by Duke, and they gave the ball away the first three drives. And, heck, Duke only had 180 yards of total offense on the day. So, you know, you can turn the football over. You can take the approach that you're playing a 1-6 team and think that you're going to go out there and just, you know, roll your hurricane helmet out and they're going to lay down and we're going to walk through this and not be focused. But I don't, after being at practice these last three, you know, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, their head coach is making sure that they have not lost their focus. He's doing a good job of making sure that they understand the task at hand.
And, DBJ, when I was coaching at U School, I come in on Fridays and Hawks say, what's the game plan? And my answer every single week was blitz the hell out of them. That's just how I think. But as you're talking about Florida State's offense and you're saying they're struggling at quarterback, you know, he's, you know, not great decision makers, they're moving around. Is Lance Guidry kind of on my side with this? Because if I have a quarterback that can't function, I'm about to send the house and make him make mistakes, not let him make mistakes.
I think Lance Guidry would rather send the house can do anything on every snap. I mean, he likes creating that, but those problems, he really does. It's his MO. It's what he game plans for him. I mean, he tries to be as sound as absolutely possible, but I would label him as a pressure guy. He wants to bring pressure and create havoc as many times as he can in a football game.
If I said to you, DBJ, name your favorite UMFSU memory, could you? Is there one that you can pinpoint?
Yeah, I mean, the first day, we're going to have that conversation in the pregame. And the one I like that we, in 1980, Miami was playing Florida State in the Orange Bowl. And I believe Florida State was going for two. And Jim Burt, who turned into an All-American and a Super Bowl winner, ends up knocking down the two-point conversion. I think that's how it went. And we won that game. And, you know, one of the funnest games ever was, I call it the rain game, when Sean Taylor basically took over the whole game. I mean, he had a couple picks, and he did everything that day. I mean, it was just one of those performances that is once in a lifetime. And that was a pretty special one. But, you know, and look, another one was Mark Richt in 17. Miami had lost seven in a row. And I think we went to Doak Campbell and won. So that was pretty exciting too. So there's been a bunch of them. I have yet to experience a bad Miami Florida
State. Wide right 1, 2, and 3 though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I forgot about all those wide rights. You're right about that.
Wide right 1 and 2 are unparalleled in my mind.
Yeah. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up because but those to me, like, that was there was a lot more in some of these other games as far as the tension and all of that. And then it came down to the wide rights. You're right. I forgot about Coach Bowden didn't like them wide rights.
Oh, man, you could still see the look on his face, right? When the one, was it wide right 2 where it looked like it had gone in and he's looking confused on the sideline? That was, but props to Bobby Bowden because he didn't have to play them every year back then, and he chose to.
Well, you know what? He and Coach Schnellenberger, in all honesty, really teamed up together and made sure that they kind of tried to made sure Miami and Florida State got on the map. You know, Florida was rolling pretty good, and they got going and wanted to make sure they turned the rivalry into something special. And, you know, those wide rights got us a couple of dadgummits out of him, that's for sure.
Hey, DBJ, you brought up the Gators. As a Gator, we argue, is it Florida State or Georgia the biggest rival? Because we're an hour and 10 minutes from Tallahassee, but Georgia, world's biggest cocktail party, in the same conference, so that Florida-Georgia, Florida-Florida State, you know, different people think different ways. Florida State is hands down UM's biggest rival, right?
No questions asked. Since Miami and Florida stopped playing every year, I would tell you that if Miami and Florida were playing every single year, it would be the Miami-Florida rivalry over the Miami-Florida State. I think that there's more of a dislike between those two teams when they play. I think there's just been more involved as far as, you know, from the flop and all the stuff that's gone on and the personality of the coaches. I think that if it was a Miami playing Florida every single year, I would say my vote would be Florida would be the number one rival and then Florida State would be 1A.
I mean, there was nothing like beating a Steve Spurrier coach team.
Hey, well, we ain't want that smoke. Who y'all got down there? Nah, we good, man.
Nothing like that. So, DBJ, you did a phenomenal job working lines into the broadcast against Louisville. You did two of them, but they were phenomenal. So we applaud
you.
You did a great job. So for this broadcast Saturday night, and obviously it's a very serious broadcast. It's a huge game, rivalry game, and Canes do have a lot on the line. I mean, you don't want to have a stumble now. So we understand the seriousness of the game, and we want you to have a great broadcast, but we also want you to work in some of these calls. You had let us know your father, Don Bailey Sr., is turning 91. When is his birthday?
It was Sunday. Sorry,
okay,
no,
it was Sunday.
It was Monday. It was Monday. So we're
a few
we're
days
celebrating
ago. Okay.
This weekend. Yeah.
So we're celebrating this week. Don Bailey Sr., famous for the billboards all over Miami, mm-hmm. A naked Don Bailey Sr., 91 years old. And so DBJ said to us yesterday on text, hey, can we do songs from his era? Which, I even looked like at the 40s or whatever, and I don't know anything. So I picked a couple songs maybe from the 50s, maybe even dabbling in the 60s.
Are better.
But also, yeah. I think a traditional birthday song for your pops would work well also. So we want you to do It's Your Birthday from Luke.
Go Sheila, it's your birthday. Go Sheila, it's your birthday. Go Freddie, it's your birthday. Go Freddie, it's your birthday.
Go Sheila, it's your birthday. Go Sheila, it's your birthday. Go Freddie, it's your birthday. Go Freddie, it's your birthday. Go Annette. I would say Annette. He says Annette. Go Annette, it's your birthday. Go Annette, it's your birthday. Go Derek, it's your birthday. Go Derek, it's your birthday.
Can I just go, oh, daddy, it's your birthday? Oh,
you can
daddy,
do that after
birthday?
You nail the eight lines prior if you want.
Huh?
You got to get the first eight lines correct. If you want to do go daddy, it's your birthday after that, that's on you.
Well, I'll get them first two or three. I'm not going down the alphabet, man.
Sheila, Freddie, Annette, and Derek. Play it one more time.
Go Sheila, it's your birthday. Go Sheila, it's your birthday. Go Freddie, it's your birthday. Go Freddie, it's your birthday. Go Annette, it's your birthday. Go Annette, it's your birthday. Go Derek, it's your birthday. Go Derek, it's your birthday.
Oh, God. Oh, daddy, it's your birthday.
That's line number nine. I'm giving you eight lines.
Oh, you give me the first three, and I'll throw in, oh, daddy, it's your birthday.
I'll give you all eight, and you do what you want. This is pretty much how things
work. You know what? We might
there.
Be up by 40. I might have time for all night.
I hope you are right, man. Yes. I hope you are right. Here's a little Chuck Berry. This is probably something your dad's familiar with.
Go, go!
Go, go, Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, Johnny, be good.
Can I get an exemption if we got a long touchdown running and I can throw that person's name in, or I got to stay on exactly what you give me?
Solana?
I think it depends. Like, how is it going to sound? Go, Damien, go, 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 Damien, go, go.
Yeah, I think it's got to stick with Johnny.
Yeah.
Two
syllables. All right, we got to stick with Johnny. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Here's something from your dad's era. This is Gene Vincent.
Well, bebop Luna, she's my baby. Bebop Luna, I don't know.
Well, bebop Lula, she's my baby. Bebop Lula, I don't mean maybe.
Maybe. I remember him sauntering around the house singing that song.
And you can picture a Don Bailey Sr. saunter.
Yeah,
that's a not safe for work saunter. And one more, the birthday song from the Beatles. They say it's your birthday. Well, it's my birthday too. Yeah, they say it's your birthday. We're gonna have a good time.
write them out for me because I'm going to get those babies in. I think we're going to have plenty of time.
All right. How's your dad doing? How's your dad doing?
You know what? He's doing great, man. He all he wants for his birthday is to go to the playhouse and have lunch. That's it.
Wait, when is this happening?
Danny, you know he'd like to go with you, you know?
Oh, he would love that.
Hey, oh, DBJ, you might have to leave. Me and DBS are going to have us a good time.
You and DBS, and you know what? I'll drop off a stack for both of you.
Wow!
It'd be worth it, bro.
Add some of that boring money. Add some laminate money. All right. Have a great broadcast Saturday night, DBJ. Oh, go Canes. Tell your dad we say happy birthday.
I'll do it, guys. Thank you. Have a great day.
See yes, sir. Don Bailey Jr. Well, I might as well talk about the Cheetah Pompano. Great spot if you're hanging out and celebrating a 91st birthday or if you're just going to have lunch. Hey, whatever.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You sound like you're from London, eh?
Hawk and Crowder.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.